Roman numeral 4. Christ is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the shepherd of our soul. 1 Peter 5:4. When the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. A. As a good shepherd, the Lord Jesus came that we may have life and may have it abundantly. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. 1. He laid down his soul life, his human life, to accomplish redemption for his sheep, that they may share his joy life, his divine life. 2. He leads his sheep out of the flock into himself as the pasture, the feeding place where they may eat freely of him and be nourished by him. 3. The Lord has formed the Jewish and Gentile believers into the flock, the church, the body of Christ, under his shepherding. B. God raised up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. 21. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. 1. The eternal covenant is to consummate the New Jerusalem by shepherding. 2. The eternal covenant is the covenant of the New Testament to gain the flock, which is the church issuing the body of Christ and consummating the New Jerusalem. C. As the chief shepherd, Christ shepherds his flock through the elders of the churches. 1. Without the elders shepherding, the church cannot be built up. 2. The elders shepherding should be Christ shepherding through them. D. As the shepherd of our soul, the pneumatic Christ oversees our inward condition, caring for the situations of our inner being. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. 1. He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our soul and by exercising his oversight over the conditions of our inner being. 2. Because our soul is very complicated, we need Christ, who is a life-giving spirit in our spirit, to shepherd us in our soul, to take care of our mind, emotion, and will, and of our problems, needs, and wounds